Welcome to Science and Tech, the podcast where innovation meets curiosity. In this series, we explore the groundbreaking discoveries and technologies shaping our world, from the latest advancements in artificial intelligence to various cybersecurity developments. Science and Tech is your guide to understanding the forces driving the future. Whether you're a seasoned professional or just someone passionate about the intersection of science and technology, there's something here for you. Before we dive into today's episode, we want to take a moment to thank you, our listener. Your curiosity and support make this podcast possible. Whether you've just discovered us or you're a longtime follower, your encouragement, shares, and feedback inspire us to bring you the best content each week. So sit back, grab your favorite beverage, and get ready to explore the fascinating world of science and tech. Let's dive in. The cybersecurity mirage of 2025. Why advanced tech can't save you. Introduction. Welcome to the mirage. In early 2025, a Fortune 100 company suffered a devastating breach. The irony? It had just finished deploying one of the most advanced AI-powered security stacks in the market, complete with extended detection and response XDR, automated remediation, and real-time threat intelligence feeds. On paper, the company was a model of modern cybersecurity excellence. Yet, attackers slipped in through a forgotten cloud storage misconfiguration, something so basic it was nearly invisible amid the noise of bleeding-edge tools. Welcome to the cybersecurity mirage, a landscape where the illusion of protection is often stronger than protection itself. Over the past few years, organizations have poured billions into cybersecurity. AI has become the centerpiece of defense strategies. Security operations centers, SOCs, glow with dashboards pulsing in real time. But the results tell a different story. According to ANISA and CISA, 2024 marked the highest rate of successful breaches in a single calendar year, despite the most advanced tool sets ever deployed. So what went wrong? The problem is not the tools themselves, it's how they've been idolized. In chasing automation, many organizations have lost sight of fundamentals. Misconfigurations go unchecked, user training is rushed, and frameworks like zero trust are applied like marketing slogans, not tactical doctrines. The truth is harsh. You can't outsource judgment to AI. You can't buy your way out of human vulnerability. In this post, we will challenge the prevailing assumptions about cybersecurity in 2025. We'll uncover why AI-powered defense is already being outpaced by AI-powered offense. How the top threats of this year are not new, just more deceptive. Why popular frameworks like Zero Trust and SOAR can fail without cultural and structural shifts. What tactical changes are actually working in enterprise environments right now? And why humans, not algorithms, are the ultimate control plane in cyber defense? This isn't a prediction piece. It's a mirror. If you're a security leader, analyst, architect, or developer who's tired of dashboards that look secure while breaches lurk just beneath, this post is for you. Let's begin by deconstructing the illusion. Section 2. The rise of the cybersecurity mirage. By all visible metrics, the cybersecurity industry is thriving. According to Gartner, global spending on cybersecurity reached $215 billion in 2024. With organizations investing in everything from next-gen firewalls and AI-based threat detection to cyber insurance and quantum-resilient cryptography. Yet breaches are rising, not falling. The illusion of security is stronger than ever, propped up by polished dashboards, machine learning jargon, and layers of tools that promise safety but deliver only latency. Welcome to the Mirage Mindset. The illusion. More tools equals more security. Security leaders often equate spending with safety. New threats? Buy a tool. New compliance standard? Add another dashboard. This tech-first reflex is understandable. Vendor solutions are tangible, marketable, and sometimes even reimbursable by insurers. But this mindset leads to security stack bloat, where tools overlap, alerts multiply, and teams are too busy managing interfaces to manage risk. Real-world example. A 2024 report by Forrester found that large enterprises run an average of 76 cybersecurity tools, yet 63% of CISOs said they lack visibility across their environments. In essence, they've built castles of blinking lights, impressive on the surface, but with drawbridges left down. The overconfidence trap. As automation and AI advance, a new danger emerges: overtrust in systems that are fundamentally brittle. Threat detection powered by machine learning feels sophisticated, but attackers know the models are trained on past behavior. Novel techniques, like polymorphic malware or prompt injection attacks, often slip through because they don't match old patterns. This false sense of confidence is what makes today's defenses dangerous. Organizations stop asking hard questions, not because they have the answers, but because their tools seem to answer for them. The compliance comfort zone. Compounding the problem is the rise of compliance theater. Companies proudly announce SOC2, ISO 27001, or NIST CSF alignment. These frameworks are valuable, but without operational depth, they become checkboxes instead of safeguards. The result? Organizations feel secure because they passed an audit right before getting breached through a third-party vendor or unpatched endpoint. In short, cybersecurity in 2025 often looks better than it is. Lessons learned. Visibility not equal to control. Having dozens of tools doesn't guarantee oversight. Integration and operational maturity matter more than tool count. Trust not equal to truth. Compliance reports, AI models, and vendor certifications are snapshots, not guarantees of ongoing security. Security not equal to spending. Bigger budgets often lead to broader, but not deeper, defense. Strategic prioritization beats tool accumulation. Facts check. According to Gartner, global cybersecurity spending exceeded $215 billion in 2024, yet breach volumes increased by 21% year over year. Source: Gartner Market Forecast 2024. A Forrester survey found that 63% of security leaders feel overwhelmed by tool complexity and still lack cross-platform visibility. The Verizon 2024 DBIR reported that 85% of breaches involved human error or misconfiguration, not zero-day exploits or sophisticated malware. Key takeaway. Cybersecurity in 2025 isn't suffering from a lack of tools, it's drowning in them. The industry has confused investment with impact, automation with assurance. Until organizations shift from chasing controls to mastering fundamentals, they'll remain stuck in a shimmering but fragile illusion of security. Section 3. AI. Savior or security threat multiplier. In 2025, AI is both the most celebrated and the most misunderstood element of cybersecurity. From predictive analytics to automated threat hunting, machine learning now powers much of the security infrastructure in Fortune 500 companies and government agencies alike. But as defenders lean harder on AI, so do attackers, and they're doing it faster, cheaper, and more creatively. We are entering an arms race where the assumption that AI is on our side could be the most dangerous illusion of all. The adversary's AI advantage. AI is no longer just a defensive tool, it's an offensive weapon. Criminal syndicates and state actors now deploy machine learning models to craft evasive malware, simulate human behavior in phishing attacks, and even analyze SOC response times to optimize breach timing. Real-world case. In late 2024, a phishing campaign used a generative language model to create real-time, personalized emails that mimicked internal communication within a targeted company. Open-source tools trained on scraped corporate data enabled the attackers to bypass traditional filters and achieve a 74% click-through rate, a record-breaking success rate for email compromise. Polymorphic malware and adversarial machine learning. Traditional antivirus systems rely on signature-based detection. But AI-generated polymorphic malware changes its code with each deployment, eluding conventional scans. Worse still, attackers use adversarial machine learning to identify weak spots in defensive AI models, feeding them data designed to trigger false negatives or overwhelm classification engines. Example: a recent MITRE attack simulation showed that a single adversarial input could cause AI-based intrusion detection systems to misclassify malicious behavior as benign, enabling undetected lateral movement across critical systems. Offensive AI is agile, defensive AI is bureaucratic. Here's the paradox. While attackers are agile, decentralized, and experimental in their use of AI, defenders are encumbered by procurement cycles, compliance requirements, and risk aversion. Many enterprise security tools still operate on training data that's months or years out of date. Meanwhile, open-source attackers retrain their models daily. The result? AI-enabled defense feels cutting-edge, until it's outpaced by AI-driven offense that isn't constrained by policy, ethics, or legal oversight. The myth of set and forget. A dangerous narrative in cybersecurity today is that AI allows for autonomous defense. But models are only as good as their data, training scope, and tuning. In practice, AI systems drift, become brittle in novel environments, and develop blind spots attackers are eager to exploit. Think of AI not as a bodyguard, but as an intern. Useful, quick, but only as good as the humans who monitor and adapt it. Lessons learned. AI is not neutral. It can be shaped, corrupted, and weaponized. Attackers are using it creatively and faster than defenders can respond. Autonomy without oversight is exposure. AI without human-in-the-loop validation introduces new risks instead of mitigating old ones. You can't out-automate adaptation. Security in 2025 requires rapid retraining, model validation, and adversarial testing, not just deployment. Facts check. According to the ANISA Threat Landscape 2024, AI-enabled phishing attacks rose by 34% year-over-year, with deepfake-enhanced fraud incidents tripling across Europe. The MITRE AI security research team published findings in Q4 2024, showing that 47% of AI threat detection models were vulnerable to adversarial inputs. A study by IBM X-Force revealed that AI-powered social engineering attacks had an 82% success rate when voice-cloned audio was used in BEC scenarios. Key takeaway: AI is no longer just a tool, it's a battleground. Those who rely on AI to automate defense without securing and supervising the algorithms themselves are building castles on sand. The attackers have AI too, and they're not playing by the same rules. Section 4. The top threats of 2025 aren't new, they're evolved. If there's one uncomfortable truth in cybersecurity, it's this. Most breaches don't come from new attack types. They come from old ones done better. While the industry obsesses over zero days, quantum threats, and AI-powered malware, the real danger still lies in socially engineered clicks, cloud misconfigurations, and credential compromises. What's changed in 2025 isn't what's being exploited. It's how intelligently and automatically those weaknesses are being targeted. Let's unpack the new faces of old threats. Social engineering 2.0, personalized, persistent, and post-human. Forget generic phishing emails riddled with grammar errors. Today's attackers use generative AI and real-time data harvesting to craft convincing narratives with shocking precision. Deepfake voicemails impersonate executives to pressure employees. AI-written internal messages mimic company tone, formatting, and even project references. Multi-channel manipulation combines email, LinkedIn messages, and spoof texts to build trust over weeks. The human brain can't distinguish between real and synthetic communication at the speed and fidelity offered by current tools. That's what makes this generation of attacks lethal. Cloud misconfigurations, still the Achilles heel. Despite years of warnings, cloud environments remain misconfigured at alarming rates. In 2025, over 65% of breaches involve misconfigured identity and access management in platforms like AWS, Azure, and GCP. Publicly exposed storage buckets, neglected permissions, and unrestricted APIs remain the norm rather than the exception. DevOps velocity is partly to blame. CI/CD pipelines push insecure code and roles faster than they can be reviewed. Case in point, a leading fintech company suffered a $28 million breach in Q1 2025 due to an overlooked debug endpoint in a staging environment, indexed by search engines, and exploited in under 3 hours. Credential compromise and MFA fatigue. As MFA becomes standard, attackers have evolved. Rather than bypass it technically, they're bypassing it behaviorally. This includes MFA bombing, flooding users with push notifications until they approve out of fatigue. SIM swap resurgence, targeting mobile carriers with social engineering to redirect MFA tokens. Browser in the browser, BitB, attacks, creating fake login overlays that mimic trusted sites to steal both passwords and MFA tokens. Even password managers aren't immune. Recent vulnerabilities in browser extension implementations have exposed users to autofill phishing, where login data is injected into malicious iframes. Third-party and insider threats, the silent breachers. With more data workflows spanning vendors, contractors, and SaaS platforms, the attack surface is less a perimeter and more a patchwork quilt. Supply chain attacks like SolarWinds and 3CX have normalized persistent backdoors in trusted software. Insider threats, both malicious and accidental, now account for over 25% of data leaks, especially in remote-first companies with lax access policies. Often, these breaches evade detection because they don't look like attacks. They look like someone doing their job until the data is gone. Lessons learned. Threats don't need to be new to be dangerous. They just need to be adaptive. Behavioral manipulation outpaces technical safeguards. Security awareness is now a continuous battle, not an annual checkbox. Automation increases both attacker and defender speed, but defenders must overcome human weaknesses that automation exploits. Facts check. Verizon's 2024 DBIR, 74% of breaches involve the human element, phishing, stolen credentials, error. ANISA Threat Landscape 2024. Misconfigurations were responsible for 39% of critical cloud security incidents. Google Tag, Threat Analysis Group, reports a 200% year-over-year increase in adversaries using deepfake-based social engineering by Q4 2024. IBM's cost of a data breach 2024, insider threats averaged $7.5 million per incident, nearly two times the cost of external attacks. Key takeaway. The threat landscape hasn't reinvented itself. It's just evolved faster than defenses have. Cybersecurity in 2025 is a game of speed and specificity. Defenders who rely on outdated models of phishing, cloud hygiene, or access control are preparing for the last war, not the one that's already here. Section 5. Broken frameworks. Why Zero Trust, XDR, and SOAR alone don't cut it. The cybersecurity industry loves its frameworks. They offer structure, clarity, and a sense of control in a chaotic landscape. But in 2025, many of these frameworks have shifted from being blueprints to being buzzwords, misapplied, misunderstood, and dangerously over-relied upon. The uncomfortable truth? A framework is only as effective as its implementation, and most organizations are doing it wrong. Zero Trust, powerful in theory, toothless in practice. Zero Trust, in its purest form, is transformational. It assumes breach, limits trust, and enforces continuous verification. But most organizations implement it as a product, not a philosophy. Real-world example. A 2025 audit of public sector deployments found that over 60% of Zero Trust initiatives were limited to VPN removal and MFA rollout, with no real segmentation, no lateral movement controls, and no microservice identity enforcement. The result? Breaches still happen, but with greater confusion about how they happen, since Zero Trust was supposed to stop them. SOAR, Automated Chaos at Scale. Security Orchestration, Automation, and Response, SOAR, promised to free analysts from alert fatigue and enable faster incident response. But in reality, over-automated playbooks generate false positives at scale. Poor data hygiene leads to incorrect enrichment and faulty conclusions. Analysts become over-reliant on workflows they don't fully understand. Real-world example. A global bank SOAR platform automatically quarantined 14,000 endpoints in 12 minutes due to a misconfigured YARA rule, triggered by a legitimate software update. the outage cost the company over $10 million in downtime and fines. XDR, the fog of extended detection. Extended Detection and Response, XDR, aims to correlate data across endpoints, cloud, and network. It sounds great until you realize most XDR platforms are vendor-locked and miss telemetry from competing systems. Correlated alerts often generate noise, not insight, requiring even more tuning. Smaller teams lack the skill or time to leverage the full platform effectively. Real-world example. A cybersecurity startup running a hybrid stack with Microsoft Sentinel and CrowdStrike Falcon found that their XDR missed a months-long exfiltration. The attacker used an unmanaged SaaS account outside the monitored scope. Lessons learned. A framework can guide security, but it can't replace security thinking. Misconfigured automation is worse than no automation, as it amplifies error. Over-reliance on frameworks creates blind spots, especially when their implementation is superficial. Facts check. According to Gartner's 2025 Cybersecurity Leadership Survey, 42% of CSOs admit that their zero trust efforts lack enforcement beyond MFA and role-based access. A Palo Alto Unit 42 report found that SOAR misconfigurations accounted for 19% of security response errors in enterprises over the last year. Research by ESG, Enterprise Strategy Group, revealed that 73% of XDR users say they struggle to extract actionable insights due to poor cross-platform integration. Key takeaway: cybersecurity frameworks are not fire-and-forget solutions. When adopted as checklists instead of mindsets, they become dangerous comfort blankets, masking vulnerabilities instead of mitigating them. In 2025, real security means customizing, questioning, and continuously validating every framework in play. Section 6, Tactical Shifts That Actually Work in 2025. With cybersecurity frameworks showing cracks and tools becoming noise-heavy, the organizations that are thriving in 2025 are doing something different. They've stopped obsessing over what's trendy and started focusing on what actually works. These leaders aren't throwing more AI at the problem. They're applying focus, constraint, and clarity. Let's look at the tactical shifts separating resilient defenders from reactive ones. 1. 80/20. Focus. Fix the few that break the many. The Pareto principle is alive and well in cybersecurity. Roughly 20% of vulnerabilities cause 80% of breaches. Yet many teams spread their energy across endless CVEs and low-risk alerts. Real-world example. A mid-sized healthcare provider reduced their incident volume by 62% in one quarter, not by adding new tools, but by focusing patching on CISA's known exploited vulnerabilities catalog and enforcing MFA on their top 5 most targeted systems. Precision beats coverage. The smartest teams focus where real-world attackers do. Second, design thinking for defense. Security isn't just technical, it's behavioral. Teams are now applying design thinking to understand why users make risky decisions, identify friction points that lead to insecure workarounds, prototype safer workflows, not just restrict access. Real-world example. A SaaS company embedded security UX researchers into their engineering teams. They replaced burdensome quarterly password changes with passwordless authentication, cutting account lockout tickets by 80% and improving security posture. Empathize before you enforce. Security designed around users is security that works. 3. Human-in-the-loop threat detection. AI is fast, but humans are still better at intuition, anomaly detection, and contextual analysis. Organizations are now reintroducing manual review at key points, especially where AI-driven systems can be manipulated. Real-world example. A logistics firm detected a deepfake CEO voice command thanks to a manual escalation policy requiring secondary confirmation via secure text. AI flagged the request as normal. The human didn't. Trust your people, especially when your AI can be tricked. 4. Lean SecOps. Less tools, more discipline. The more tools equals better defense myth is finally dying. Elite security teams are consolidating stacks, killing off underused products, and improving response speed by reducing complexity. Real-world example. A global energy provider cut 21 tools from its SecOps stack and cut response times in half simply by eliminating redundant alert feeds and unifying logs under a single SIEM. Fewer tools, sharper playbooks, faster response. Lessons learned. Less is more when the focus is correct. Defense is a design challenge, not just a technical one. Manual oversight is still irreplaceable in edge cases. AI fails to contextualize. Consolidation creates clarity and control, not weakness. Facts check. The Verizon 2024 DBIR confirms that just 5 attack vectors, phishing, stolen credentials, misconfigurations, third-party access, and privilege abuse, account for the vast majority of breaches. A 2025 CrowdStrike report found that teams using fewer than 15 tools had 42% faster median response times than those using more than 35. A Google Security UX study showed that context-aware, user-centric workflows reduce security incidents from misbehavior by 28% year over year. Key takeaway. 2025's most secure organizations aren't the most high-tech, they're the most focused. They fix what matters, empathize with users, verify what machines can't, and simplify where others complicate. Tactical discipline, not more dashboards, is what makes them resilient. Section 7, reframing the role of humans in cyber defense. For years, security professionals have framed humans as the weakest link, the liability to be patched, policed, and constrained. But in 2025, that narrative is shifting. As AI grows more powerful and more vulnerable to manipulation, the role of humans is being recast as the last reliable defense layer in complex systems. It's not about choosing between people and automation. It's about empowering humans as co-defenders, not liabilities. The human error myth. The overwhelming majority of breaches still involve the human element, but that doesn't mean humans are inherently insecure. It means systems aren't designed for how humans actually think and behave. Security awareness isn't a checkbox, it's a culture, and it starts by shifting from shame to support. Real-world example. A global e-commerce firm rebranded its phishing simulation program as a cyber fitness challenge. Engagement jumped by 350%, and report rates improved threefold, not because the users got smarter, but because they stopped feeling like they were being set up to fail. Psychological safety equals operational security. In high-stakes environments, people only speak up when they feel safe to fail. In cybersecurity, this translates to faster breach detection, higher phishing reporting rates, and better adherence to security procedures. Real-world example: an Australian financial services company embedded behavioral psychologists into its security team. The result? Incident response speed improved significantly, not through tooling, but by reducing fear of reporting mistakes. Redefining security champions. Rather than forcing every employee to become a cybersecurity expert, successful organizations are cultivating embedded security champions, influencers within product, IT, marketing, and even HR, who serve as trusted liaisons to the security team. Real-world example: a healthcare provider created a rotating security ambassador program across business units. This reduced phishing susceptibility by 47% in just 6 months. The new role of human analysts. As AI takes over repetitive detection and correlation tasks, human analysts are being repositioned as sense makers, handling contextual judgment, adversarial intuition, and nuanced escalation. In 2025, human adaptability is the antidote to AI brittleness. Lessons learned. Security must be designed around humans, not in spite of them. Behavioral reinforcement is more effective than punitive policies. Empowered people, especially those outside the security team, amplify defense when given autonomy and support. Facts check. The 2024 Verizon DBIR reported that users who received behaviorally informed phishing training were 60% more likely to report simulated attacks compared to those who completed standard CBT, computer-based training. A 2024 ENISA usability study showed that psychological safety correlated strongly with faster breach disclosures, particularly in highly regulated sectors like finance and healthcare. The SANS Institute's 2025 Security Awareness Report revealed that organizations with internal security champion programs had 33% lower average phishing click rates than those without. Key takeaway: security doesn't fail because humans are flawed. It fails because systems ignore how humans work. In 2025, cyber resilience depends not on controlling users, but on equipping, trusting, and listening to them. Section 8, Conclusion: Burn the Mirage, Build the Map. In 2025, cybersecurity is caught in a paradox: more investment, more automation, more frameworks, yet more breaches. The illusion of security has never been stronger, and that illusion is dangerous. We've seen that today's threats aren't necessarily more complex. They're just smarter, faster, and better disguised. We've also seen that the industry's obsession with automation, dashboards, and buzzword compliance often obscures the real work of defense: clear priorities, human resilience, and disciplined execution. The most secure organizations in 2025 aren't the ones with the flashiest tools. They're the ones with the clearest thinking, most focused tactics, and strongest cultures. Real-world example: a multinational manufacturing company faced near-constant phishing attacks throughout 2024. Instead of buying yet another AI filter, they doubled down on a strategic pivot, realigning security training, consolidating tech stacks, and embedding security liaisons into each department. By the first quarter of 2025, successful phishing attempts had dropped by 73%. Their most powerful tool? Context-aware human collaboration. Lessons learned. Advanced tools cannot compensate for misaligned strategies or shallow implementations. AI alone doesn't secure systems. It introduces new failure points that only humans can oversee and contextualize. Cybersecurity success in 2025 is defined by clarity, discipline, and culture, not by complexity. Facts check. According to CISA's 2025 threat report, over 70% of high-impact incidents stem from failures in basic hygiene, misconfigurations, missed patches, and credential issues, not zero days or AI malware. Gartner's 2025 market trends observed that spending on security tools increased 19% year-over-year, while breach volume rose by 24%, underscoring the growing gap between investment and effectiveness. A McKinsey cybersecurity transformation study found that organizations with fewer than 20 tools and strong governance models achieve breach response 2 times faster than tool-saturated peers. Key takeaway: the future of cybersecurity isn't about adding more. It's about choosing better. Burn the mirage of over-reliance on automation and misplaced trust in frameworks. Build your defense map on human-centered strategy, tactical clarity, and disciplined execution. Thank you for being a valued listener of our podcast. We truly appreciate your support and enthusiasm for the content we create. If you enjoy our discussions, we'd love you to visit our website, sciencetext.com, for even more exciting content, including articles, updates, and exclusive insights. You can also visit our Instagram, Curiosity Tech Lab. Stay curious, and we look forward to having you with us on future episodes.